What about the paradigm of clinical trials in this era of molecular agents, Tom, and the sorafenib paper?
I think, as I said, the sorafenib results kind of shake things up a lot. I think they shake up two things. I've always been suspicious of looking at stable disease rates and disease control rates as being a surrogate for benefit. But with the sorafenib seeing a 2% response rate, and more than that, it wasn't just 2% response rate. If you then looked at the stable disease rate, it wasn't better than placebo, and yet still finding a survival advantage. I think that it's going to make it much more difficult for us to refute that a drug might have activity until it goes to a phase 3 randomized trial looking at survival. So what the sorafenib trial did was it sort of shook your foundation that we have good surrogate endpoints short of survival in a randomized phase 3 trial.
And as Vince said, 6474 is being looked at in a variety of settings, phase 3 trials, just along the lines of what you're saying, plus docetaxel or erlotinib.
Yes.
If you had to guess what strategy might be the most effective with this particular agent, what would you hypothesize?
I agree with Corey. I think that the placebo-controlled trials, they're most likely hit. On the other hand, you know, we've made very little progress in standard second-line lung cancer, so I'd love to see the Taxotere study. I'm not certain that in first-line this drug is going to turn out to be a better drug than Avastin or the other 8 VEGF TKIs that are waiting right behind it. And those 8 trials will probably come out before the 6474 first-line trial would come out.
And my understanding is you can see both EGFR and sort of BEV types of toxicities with 6474. Is that right?
The rash is a little bit different. We've been studying it in a couple of head and neck trials, and I thought a patient had poison ivy, actually, at first. It wasn't like acne, but it was a rash, and it was very interesting. So it is a little bit characteristically different.
So it's not like necessarily the erlotinib rash.
But I don't think they bleed, do they, Ed?
No.
Is it worse, like they bleed? Better? Any, in terms of impact quality of life, do you know?
I think it was about the same.
What about the BEV-type things, hypertension, et cetera?
With 6474, you watch the cardiac stuff, the QT prolongation. That's been our biggest sort of standpoint as far as eligibility with a lot of these patients because they are cardiac patients. We see lung cancer.
Anything come out of your trials looking at erlotinib and BEV that you wouldn't expect sort of adding up the two toxicities?
No, we actually had, going back to the cavitation issue, we actually had an exclusion criteria for baseline cavitation in the study. When you went back and looked, and we had 3 patients who bled, who had a significant bleed on the 2 bevacizumab arms. When you went back and looked, 2 of those 3, I think, actually had cavitation and somehow ended up in the study. But the incidences, again, was similar to that of 4599, and the hypertension and the other stuff was all the same.